Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Requesting dua from one who is undertaking a journey. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to travel for the sake of performing Umrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted him to go and said, "Do not forget us in your righteous supplications." Note, the dua of a traveler is accepted. Hence, it is good to seek such a person's dua. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Three persons' duas are readily accepted: the fasting person, the traveler, and the oppressed." To take one's wife with on a journey. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended taking any one of his wives on a journey, he would draw lots and take the wife whose name was drawn. Note, it is advisable to take one's wife along if she can be accommodated. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his wives with him even when he went out in jihad. If one has more than one wife, it is sunnah to draw lots. If one does not intend taking all of them at the same time, what should one take with one on a journey? Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam always carried the following items with him: a mirror, a collyrium container, that is a surma container, a comb, a miswak, and a small stick that was used for scratching areas that are difficult to reach with the hand when necessary. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam always carried the following five items, whether he was at home or abroad: a mirror, a collyrium container, a comb, hair oil, and a miswak. Note, the above ahadith indicate that one should keep the basic items that are required from time to time, so that one is not inconvenienced when the need arises. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.